Welcome to class number 121. And we're on page 348, 349, and the history of California Southern Baptist, 13 golden years, which is, they should put down the history of Southern and Missionary Baptist churches in California and even the landmarks. The landmarks were from the American Baptist Association, which was not a convention, but the Southern Baptist Convention always looked down upon them because they would never amount to much, except they put missions all over the world. We talk about now Berkeley. The police tried to stop a revival there in Albany. We have the Berkeley Church, and they have a guy there that pastored for 10 years, Jay Pruden. And that's a long time back then, from 1928 to 1938. Now, all of these Baptist churches back then were missionary Baptist churches. All missionary Baptist churches in doctrine and belief. We have Castro Valley. We have the Berkeley. We have Dakota. We have Hayward. Several churches in Hayward. And then we have Hayward Stewardship Baptist Church. Came from a split with the First Baptist Church in San Lorenzo. And I imagine the split was over missionary Baptist doctrines and the evolving Southern Baptist doctrines. The Car Garage was the home of the Silas Hill. Later, the church secured property in Southern and South Garden Street and Marin Avenue. These preachers lived in dugouts. They lived in garages. They lived in shacks. They lived in tents, trying to build these churches. The first pastor was Arthur J. Estes. I worked for this man. Out there, I showed you Maryland when we went down Fairfax Road. He had that little farm out there in the orchard, and I picked fruit, especially figs, in his fig orchard, which I hate to pick figs, who served until December 1949, which time he resigned to become chaplain with the armed forces. And many of the preachers became chaplain in the armed forces. He was succeeded by Earl Cummings. And the present pastor is Harry G. Loving, whose father was for 5 years pastor of the First Southern Baptist Church in Bakersfield. And this one's the one that became Valley Baptist Church along with the Oildale Church. Loving founded the one church, Judd Pointer founded the other, and they went together and founded Valley Baptist Church, and even the church out of Tehachapi supposedly was part of that. Loving is now pastor of Bethel Baptist Church in Concord. It says here that they left and they started another one. This is where another one, where the Southern Baptist Convention stole part of a church from a landmark Missionary Baptist Church. Valley Baptist Church in Hayward. Livermore Trinity Baptist Church. Newark. Here we go. Everybody listen now. Roger Spradling and Phil Neighbors went together from those Baptist churches that I just said, from Hillcrest Baptist Church on Nile Street and Oildale over there, meeting on Airport Drive. And they went over there and got this other one, and they built this big property over there, which became Valley Baptist Church. Now, Roger's father-in-law was a Southern Baptist missionary. Roger's father-in-law, Bill East, Ginger, his wife, Ginger East. This is the story of her father right here. I told you that I know these people. Yeah. Now, Bill East died here a while back. I don't remember how many years ago. It wasn't too long ago. I met him, and he knew me from way back in this period of time. He, like all the rest of the Southern Baptists, said that missionary Baptists, the old landmark, has never amounted to much of anything, except they sent missionaries all over the world, and they taught preachers. The most educated preachers in California came from the Little Rock, Arkansas Seminary at that time. The First Baptist Church in Newark was organized with 8 members, February 24, 1952, and I imagine that Ginger was there. The present membership is 73. The church grew from a mission established by the First Southern Baptist Church in Hayward. I don't think she was born at this time. She was born at some later time. I don't think she was born in 1952, but later. After a group had carried on a mission for 6 months, from the beginning, the congregation has been under pastoral leadership of William E. East, who in reporting on the activity of the church says, at first we met next to a pool hall, and the music and noise disturbed the services. Drunks would also come into our services and create a disturbance. We were able, after some time, to secure a more desirable place to meet. That's where you need a sergeant at arms in the church or a deacon. That's a sergeant at arms, some great big bruiser that can take these guys out, or else hold them down and keep their mouths shut, tape them shut, duct tape them until they hear the message and might get saved, maybe. We were able sometimes to secure a more desirable place to meet. The church has established a mission in Centerville and also shared its limited income with World Missions. And that's the last time I hear of Bill East, but he must have remained there for a while. I talked to him about this, and he laughed about it. And then we have the Oakland Calvary Baptist Church. We have the Oakland East, Oakland Southern Baptist Church. And a guy by the name of Crouch there, and I'm pretty sure that I went to school with this boy's son that served as a pastor and preached there for many, many times. The name of Kendall and Stagg and Crouch here very often, and Thompson. And we have the Oakland First Southern Baptist Church. And then we have Oakland Golden Gate Baptist Church that was established in 1892, but a lot of this... In 1935, a pastoral call extended to Ralph Cobb, who was served for 2 years and succeeded by I.B. Hodges, who served for 9 years. That's a long time for a preacher to be in a church back then. During Hodges' pastorate, the church withdrew from the Northern Baptist Convention. So this is the Northern Baptist. Now, this is the Southern Baptist... Convention stole the church from the Northern Baptist Convention. But they may have probably have accepted their baptism and joined forces with the California Southern Baptists. It was I.B. Hodges who founded the Golden Gate Seminary in 1944, arranged for the Golden Gate congregation to allow the seminary to hold classes in the church building. And when Hodges resigned, he was succeeded by Leslie Lee Sanders, who was pastor until 1949. Next in line was Clarence Moore, who came from New Mexico to attend Golden Gate Seminary. Moore was succeeded by Howard Russell in 1953, who served only a few months. The Golden Gate Church has been part of an established number of missions, which have become churches, and the most recent one being Trinity Baptist Church in Livermore. Oakland University Baptist Church. Pleasanton First Baptist Church. San Leandro. Now, San Leandro, First Baptist Church. I remember the name Byrd, B-Y-R-D. I believe I heard him preach. 1942. He pastored the church until October 1942. And then... H.L. Wyatt, and then they had a barn which was converted into a temporary church home. Internal dissension arose among results in the cure's resignation and the organization of the Stewardship Baptist Church. The next pastor was I.B. Hodges, for 9 years pastor at Golden Gates Church and founder of the Golden Gates Seminary. He resigned after 1 year, and the church called J.H. Williams, under whose leadership the First Southern Baptist Church in Modesto extricated itself from the landmarks. Now, here and there, they stole another landmark church. Williams served for 2 years and succeeded by Bowen. And I believe I went to school with another Bowen, which was this man's son. There were many stormy sessions during Bowen's pastorate, during which time the church sold its property and purchased a church building from another denomination. On one occasion, a council of preachers and deacons from nearby churches were called to arbitrate in a Baptist row. When Bowen resigned the church and turned again to his former pastor, I.B. Hodges, who served from 49 to 51, he resigned and the church turned again to former pastor, R.E. Cure, who served for a few months before the church split again. What they're splitting over is open communion, or close. They're splitting over open communion and alien immersion. That's what the whole story is here. And cooperating with the Southern Baptist Convention, which is beginning to accept all of this. Cure, taking part of the members from a new congregation, when Cure resigned the church, turned for the third time, I.B. Hodges, who has been with the congregation for the last few months, Hodges reports that the congregation's long years of internal strife have left unfavorable influences in the church and the community, but there is every evidence of harmony will be restored and the church will forge ahead. San Lorenzo, Carpinteria. The First Baptist Church in Carpinteria grew from a mission from the Southern Baptist Church in Santa Barbara, organized with members. I preached in Santa Maria, in that little church in Santa Maria. We don't go there to Santa Maria, remember, Maryland? And we attended that church in Santa Maria. And they were all come from this different area. El Rio and Fillmore, First Southern Baptist Church. The First Southern Baptist Church in Fillmore had reports of present membership 121, organized in 1942. It was originally known as the First Southern Missionary Baptist Church. Again, this is the landmark church. This is the Missionary Baptist Church. But later, the words Southern Missionary were dropped. The first pastor was Lackey, a Missionary Baptist. G.E. Lackey, a brother of R.W. Lackey, and J.B. Sims and Buchamp, and then Hendon. And then we have the Miners Oaks Baptist Church. I've known and went to school with preachers that went to all these churches. They went to pastor these churches. Oxnard First Southern Baptist Church. Santa Barbara First Southern Baptist Church. Santa Barbara Temple Baptist Church. Estes was there, by the way. Estes was a real missionary Baptist. Santa Paula Calvary Southern Missionary Baptist Church. And the Calvary Southern Missionary Baptist in Santa Paula was organized in 1947 with 29 members. They withdrew from the First Southern Baptist Church in Santa Paula. Guess why? Open communion. Alien immersion. Services for 3 years have been held in Nemarina Ranch, a few miles out of the city. The first pastor was Dunham, and then he was succeeded by Dodd. For several years, it gave very little to world missions because they were ABA Church, American Baptist Association, not Southern Baptist. Santa Paula's First Southern Baptist Church. It was organized in 1941. The church called D.C. Bibbin, who was a pastor from 1947 to 1950. Under his leadership, the church had a hectic time. It built a parsonage, but got into financial difficulties, sold it. In opposition to his leadership, many of the leading families withdrew and organized the Emmanuel Baptist Church. The First Southern gradually deteriorated under Bibbin's leadership, and the Pacific Association voted to have no fellowship with the church so long as Bibbin was a pastor. Guess what he was teaching? Close communion and true authoritative baptism only. The Emmanuel Church disbanded and practically all the members returned to their first love, of course. The Southern Baptist Convention, supposedly. Thousand Oaks, Santa Susana, Ventura, Los Angeles Association, Artesia. The Artesian Church, First Baptist Church in Artesia, was organized in 1948. It's known, however, that when the property was first purchased, services were held in a large chicken house, which was located on the lots, and some people who were inclined to sneer and refer to the members of the Chicken House Baptist. The Chicken House Baptist. The church didn't stay in the chicken house, but instead built a nice building. F.M. Box was the first pastor, and then Patton, E.L. Patton, I guess it is. Then we have Baldwin Park, Carmel, Southern Baptist Church, Baldwin Park, First Baptist Church. We have Bell First Baptist Church. First Baptist Church in Bell is a product of the missionary efforts of the First Baptist Church in Bell Gardens. You know where all this is, Marilyn. You live down in that area. Bellflower Bethany Baptist Church. The Bell Gardens First Baptist Church in Bellflower. They tried to stop it from growing there. They closed the church doors. They said they didn't want a church in the neighborhood. They had a petition to close the doors because they didn't want a church in the neighborhood. When the present location, the Florence Avenue, the congregation proceeded to build a small house of worship. The members bowed their necks and paid no attention to the nettling, kept on driving nails and sawing lumber, and they constantly being threatened, but none of them went to jail. Alonzo Yancey, that's a very important name among missionary. Alonzo Yancey became the pastor and served until 1943. Under Alonzo's leadership, the church joined forces with the Southern Baptists, who had the name organized the Southern Valley Association, which was Dud Pointer. Under his pastorate, under Brister's pastorate, the church assisted in the organization of the Los Angeles Association. His pastorate terminated in a split which resulted in the organization of Gage Avenue Baptist Church, of which he became pastor. D.A. Dalby became pastor of the first church in December 1944 and remained until 1949. H.S. Reeves, whose pastorate ended with a split in the church 3 months later, Reeves took a group of a few blocks away and organized Central Baptist Church, which disbanded. Bell Gardens Church, which has present membership of 381, has organized some of the strongest churches in the Los Angeles area. First Baptist Church, Bell. First Southern Baptist Church, El Monte. Now, I have went to school with and preached with and preached in almost all these churches down there. The Bell Gardens Church, Compton First Southern Baptist Church. The First Southern Baptist Church, Compton, was organized in 1945. 13 members. A minister by the name of Morgan was the first pastor, but he served less than 2 months and resigned. And the present pastor, Wade Campbell, called in 1945. The church from beginning is generous in his contribution to missions and the cooperative program. That's what they say all the time. The West Compton Mission, which met in 1126 Rosecrans Avenue, that's where the church school was, remember? In Los Angeles, was abandoned after it became evident that a large Negro population was destined to settle in the area where the mission was established. They didn't want to be around any Negroes. It was really difficult. Now, we're down in the 40s. Now, I go down there in the late 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And now, the Negroes are going to school with me. In the beginning back then, if a Negro went to the seminary, he couldn't get a degree. He could attend, but he couldn't get a degree. Things changed a lot from the Southern Baptist to the Missionary Baptist. Things changed a lot. Grace Southern Baptist Church was organized with 14 members in 1949. The name of Maine Baptist Church, services were held in the rented building on South Main Street. Progress was rapid at first. even though the church did not spring from a mission, it was established through initiative of J.J. Villa, who has been the pastor since its organization. Within a few months, Sunday school attendance was 85, and a vacation Bible school was enrollment with 125. Within a few weeks after the church was organized, Negroes began to move into the community, and the white population started moving out. Again, racial problems. The shift in population naturally affected the growth of the church. In the meantime, the building which they were meeting in was sold, and a congregation was forced to hold services in the pastor's home for 14 months. A few months ago, however, a new temporary location was established on Haskins Lane and Olive Street in rural Compton. I went to the seminary on Rosecrans Avenue. The name of the church has been changed to Grace Southern Baptist Church, and the congregation has 64 members now. The first Southern Baptist Church at Dominguez, near Los Angeles, has not always been in full cooperation with Southern Baptists. No, it hasn't. This was a landmark Missionary Baptist Church. For some reason, no response was given to the questionnaire. It is known, however, that Warren is now the pastor, and the church made some contribution to world mission during the past year. Dominguez. That very, very... I preached in that church, by the way. Downey. The Emmanuel Baptist Church in Downey. The Downey Trinity Baptist Church. The East Los Angeles Bethel Southern Baptist Church, the El Monte Calvary Southern Baptist Church. You got a lot of population down in these areas, so they got churches every maybe 3 miles or 4 miles apart. El Monte First Southern Baptist Church, El Sereno First Southern Baptist Church, Gardena First Southern Baptist Church, Glendale First Southern Baptist Church, Hawthorne Calvary Baptist Church, Hawthorne First Southern Baptist Church. The First Southern Baptist Church Hawthorne was organized in 1944. A lot of these churches were taken away from the landmarkers and they went into the Southern Baptist Convention. They keep saying they didn't do that, but they did. Because money, money, money. The name Hawthorne Missionary Baptist Church was adopted and the name was changed to First Southern in 1950. 1950 is when the change took place. 1950, 55, up to 60. Hawthorne Missionary Baptist Church was often the name was changed to Southern in 1950. First pastor was M.D. Smar. And then K.L. Brummett. And then Henry Samples. Like many other congregations, the church has been plagued by internal strife, but there is evidence that harmony has been restored and growth resumed. The present membership is 116. What was the internal strife? Accepting open communion and alien immersion. The Southern Baptists wanted that. And when the church would go level because we could get people in there. A lot of people sometimes when they come to church, really, if I was going to go to the church, and they told me that you need to be baptized again because we don't know if your baptism is really valid or not, I'd say, do it. Have at it. So what? Wouldn't you want to have scriptural baptism if you had a chance to have? If you're baptized by a church that accepts alien immersion from anybody, the church is no better than that. When you accept alien immersion, then your church is no better than the alien immersion you accepted. It might be from Nazarene or whatever, or Assembly of God, or Calvary Chapel, whatever. Wouldn't you want your church members to have sound scriptural baptism and practice close communion that the church members of that community only, of that community of Baptists and that church only, watching over each other, take of that communion? Two local church ordinances, baptism and the Lord's Supper. Wouldn't you want to have sound baptism? I've been baptized 2 times. When I came to work here in the 1980s in Fish Lake Valley, the church that I had pastored was no longer in existence at that time. It reemerged later. I became pastor of it again. And I said, well, I can't send for a letter. Well, I said it was a missionary Baptist church. It had pretty sound fast. He says, well, since you can't have a letter, do you mind if we baptize you again? I said, that's fine with me. I was baptized right out here at Toddwell in January. It was cold. You see these things, that's what they're fighting over, is the churches are beginning to take alien immersion and practice open communion. Because you can get more people that way. You can get more church members that way. Some people don't want to be baptized again, so-called. It would be nice if you could baptize the first time with real church authority. These are the differences in Missionary Baptist, Southern Baptist, Landmark Baptist, Northern Baptist, Free Will Baptist, these different Baptists that call themselves Baptists, but they're not. Real Baptists practice church succession, and they try to guard their baptism by not accepting anyone by any church that might not have that succession authority. And they practice close communion that the members of that church only partake of the Lord's Supper with them. Because those people are under the discipline of that church. And the discipline of that church is under those people. You can't extend it any further than that. Our Father, we send this message out. I hope I'm trying to clarify these things and to show the history of your people. The real people that I know in my lifetime, and I won't be here many more years, I know. Maybe not a year. But I'll leave these things behind that other people can learn from. Please forgive me where I fail you. Use your word wherever it goes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.